Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 202. My name is Chris Fricchio, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And joining us for what may, well,
no,
there's no
don't
may.
Say that.
What is
definitely
the last time that he will be with us as an official member of Indus. Let's get it that way. Nah. Mr. Jason A. Stryker. Jason, how you doing?
Hello, people.
It's good to see you, and it's good to hear the tagline "Hello, people" one more time.
You guys are kicking me out of the band.
Yeah, we are. We don't like you anymore.
I'm going solo, bitches.
Let's see. We are recording on Tuesday. A little change of plans because Jason's pretty busy this week, and we wanted to get him on the show one more time before he moved up to Pennsylvania, right?
No. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
No. Glenn is Pennsylvania. You're Minnesota.
True.
Everybody's fucking moving. So we're recording on Tuesday. We postponed our episode 202, question of the week. And, we're just going to wing it for the future. So, but before that, we're going to do some distractions. We may or may not have some news. Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Well, there's one thing in news, but nah.
Yeah, and then we'll do some new releases and a new question of the week. We're going to skip the email segment because we'll probably do it during the feature. So before we start that, Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm a little stressed out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
getting,
it's kind of
getting things packed up.
Yeah, it's a lot closer than I would have liked.
Real.
But it's gotten real a couple times, yeah. One time in particular was when Mr. Chorney here wrote that thread, that really, really nice thread.
Oh.
And I'm being sincere. That finally broke me down, and I think
I almost lost it at work, and I'm sitting there. I want to prepare so much more crap. I'm sitting there. I'm like, people at work are going to start looking at me. So I'm like, number one, I'll get in trouble for being on the internet. Number two, they'll wonder what the hell just happened.
But yeah, so. Jeff, Chris, thank you guys for all the stuff that you wrote, and thank you everybody else for what you all the support that I've gotten. I can't believe it. It's like, I haven't heard one sellout yet.
One sellout.
But no, things are extremely busy, stressful. You know, I'm confident about the job, and if nobody knows where I'm going, I'm moving to Minnesota to work at Game Informer as a video editor. So woo. But I'm confident about that. What I'm not confident about is leaving my wife behind for a little while while she sells the house and everything. So that's gonna it's gonna be a rough transition.
I figured that was probably gonna be the most difficult part of this entire situation for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting used to snow.
Oh, but I'm kind of used to.
I
that.
Guess you're used to.
He
it.
Is
yeah.
from he did live
that's
with did
mind,
live in Wisconsin.
I mean,
so
you know, I was born in Minneapolis actually.
That's
and I spent most of my time in Wisconsin. And I
but
moved
Lisa,
here about
though,
what five?
Has she seen snow?
Oh God, yeah, she's seen snow. She's not a big fan. She's definitely a Southern girl. But no, I got used to the weather here in Atlanta real quick, and so I'm not looking forward to shoveling or chiseling out the car. And I'm moving at a prime time too. I can't wait.
But, you're gonna get there right in time for it all.
Yeah, but I mean, aside from all that, you know, this is a move that puts me closer to my kids. But also, you know, I've had my eyes on Game Informer for close to a decade now, seriously.
Oh, wow.
You know, I remember actually writing the editor-in-chief, Andy McNamara, just looking for like an intern kind of job, like a little writing thing. And he was interested, but I had never really written anything. So he turned me down. Ever since then, I'm like, someday I'm going to write there or just be there or whatever.
Well, I definitely want to
come true.
Keep reaching.
Reach
keep
the
reaching,
stars.
Aces.
we'll get to that later on because I want to talk about that a little bit more later too. So, but before we get on, Jeff, what's up with you?
Oh, not much, man. It's been a whole 4 days.
4 days,
since last recorded. Yeah, a whole lot of nothing, man. So the weekend happened. It was fun, and here.
All right.
Yeah.
What have I been doing this weekend? We actually one of the rare occasions that my wife and I get to go out without the kid. Dropped him off at Meemaw. That's my mother. And, we went and saw Three Musketeers, the new one. And it's pretty badass. It was, it's like a re-envisioning of it. It seems like it's almost like a sequel. And there's like airships and shit like that. And,
ooh, I like airships.
Yeah, it's actually really? Pretty cool. And there were several like, oh my gosh, Pirates of the Caribbean moments.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, overall, it was a good movie. It was cool to see, cause Mila is in it and Orlando Bloom is in it. And, both of them play parts that are completely different from what they usually would play, which is nice to see. Cause usually you think, you know, Mila is like, okay, she's going to be the hard ass, you know, badass chick. And in this one, she's like
a fairy little elf.
Yeah. And in this
not
one,
unlike any other role.
Right. And this one, she's like, I mean, she's still a badass, but she's more giggly and just like overall happy. And she's a double agent and that kind of thing. So, very cool to see her in that kind of role. And Orlando Bloom just plays this crazy ass. He plays,
Jack Sparrow.
I can't forget Jack Sparrow. wrong person. But he plays,
Legolas.
I can't remember the character that he plays, but he's just like crazy dressed, stupid hair, just like flamboyant. I mean, it's
like Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom is not Jack Sparrow.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure that's clear. but yeah, so it's always nice to be able to do that. We're trying to do it we've been making a point to do it, twice a month, like once every other week or so. And, you know, it's been working out. It's important.
Yeah, it is important.
But that's it, man. Let's talk about
games.
Let's talk about games. I only have one game to talk about, so I'm going to wait until one of you guys bring it up.
Imagines it.
And I know that Jason is going to bring it up. So Jason.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What's distracting you, buddy?
Well, actually moving and stuff. I haven't played too terribly much, since Extra Life.
Game.
So Extra Life. I got to play some, Dark Souls.
Yes, you did.
Fucking phenomenal. I love the game. But also I'd brought back Splatterhouse.
I saw you playing that. It looked like you were having
for hours.
You were having fun for a long time.
I was,
dude.
And it's just what I needed. Like, I just completely shut off and just played some Splatterhouse. And you know what? It's still like eating at me. Like, I want to finish it now.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got all these other games. You know, I've got like Dark Souls to play, and then you know the Batman, and
the motherfucking Batman.
I'm like, I just want to finish Splatterhouse, just to finish it. I want all the nudie pics, I think.
The nudie pics.
I think that might be what
I want
is.
The computerized boobies.
What's that?
Did he come close to beating it?
I think I'm a little over halfway
for like 4 hours
through.
4 hours or something like that.
It's a little bit longer than I expected. So
okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't continue from where you left off. You started a brand new game?
That's a good question. I don't know. No, I just started a new game. That's right.
Now, you did say you opened up the old school spider houses, right?
Correcto. I've got two of them so far, and I've got the third one to unlock. That's in like chapter 8, and I think I'm on chapter 6 or 7. So I'm getting close to that.
Yeah, really close.
And there might be like 12 chapters overall, so a little over halfway.
Cool.
But yeah, Batman came
motherfucking
out.
Batman.
Batman's good.
Jeff beat Batman.
I beat Batman.
Oh my god,
I beat it!
I'm a little far behind.
I am too, dude. I think I might be behind you.
I had a power sitting though on Saturday. I just like
woke up
Saturday morning, had breakfast, and then like sat down and played that game for about I'd say close to 6 hours straight.
How long is it?
I think there might be a counter. I'm not sure. If I would guess, it was somewhere in between the 12 and 15 range.
And that's like a pretty much straight playthrough, some side missions here and there.
I did about
7
out of the 12 side missions.
Okay. That's
okay.
Not bad.
Completed 7 out of 12?
Completed 7 of the 12.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because some of them side missions are actually really short. In fact, a couple of them are literally you just do like one thing and you complete it. And there's other ones like the Riddler ones that take a lot longer.
Yeah.
Or like finding like Deadshot and stuff like that. But
absolutely.
Yeah, where are you? How far are you at? Like, without, you're probably about 50%.
Yeah,
maybe.
See, if I, yeah.
It's hard
where
to
I
not
was,
say
it would,
something, yeah.
It would spoil things for people. I
yeah, because as soon as you say, I just ran into this character, it spoils it.
Yeah. So, yeah. In fact, there's a character, okay. There's a character I do want to mention right now, which was put in, like, it was known, like, it was released in, like, press release that this character is going to be in the game. And I don't think I ever ran into this character. And I don't know if that's because I just don't know what he looks like or what he is exactly. But, see, I don't know. Like, it's known to the public that this character's in the game, so I think it's not really that big of a deal.
So say it, then.
Calendar Man?
Oh, yeah, I ran into him.
Yeah, I ran into him.
Who is that? Like, I don't even think I did. I don't think I saw him the entire time.
He was in a cell,
yeah.
Right?
You know the courthouse where you start the game?
The very beginning, yeah.
Yeah, he's downstairs in the courthouse in one of the cells.
I don't even think I went to that cell area.
Yeah. There's a couple of Riddler trophies down there, and I don't remember what else is down there, but there's not a whole lot down there, but I mean, you know, I would have never gotten him unless I you know how like you can eventually you get to a point where you can see Riddler's informants.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I went back to the courthouse for part of the story. And I interrogated the informant there, and I saw all the Riddler trophies, and I went looking for them, and that's the only way I found Calendar Man.
Oh, okay.
So The weird thing is that he starts talking to you, and after you see him, after you actually get down there and see him, you always hear him when you go in, it seems. Because now it's like when I'm in the main hall of the courthouse, I hear him talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because he's not listed as one of the side missions, because I have them all unlocked, but he wasn't one of them. Like, what?
It's a cameo. It's a cameo. I don't think it, I don't know if it ever, I mean, you beat it and you said you didn't get him. You didn't see him.
Yeah,
so
I didn't see
I don't think it gets any bigger than the cameo that he has. That's it.
And that's fine.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
I like cameos. They're good.
But, cool. Well, apparently he mentioned something like, well, this is how I realized I ever saw him. Someone mentioned something, he mentioned something about Halloween. So I'm thinking maybe if you play the game on Halloween, something cool will happen.
Let's do that.
That's actually a good idea. Monday I might boot it up and and go back to see Calendar Man.
Which is, you liked Arkham Asylum, right?
But yeah, I loved it. There were a few things, primarily the boss fights that I thought were a little bullshit.
We talked about that.
Almost killed it for me.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just, yeah.
This one?
Away. This
think
one?
They improved that area?
A little bit. The few boss fights that I've had, I think the first couple were pretty interesting. This last one that I did... did pretty bullshit.
Did you get to the
I
one
think
where
I know
you
exactly
had to?
What you're talking about.
I hope you guys aren't talking about this. The one I'm about to mention because I thought it was actually pretty cool. The one where you had to use the explosive gel.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
You think it's bullshit?
Bullshit.
I had fun with that. I had fun with that one.
See, now I want to know which one that one was. Now, because I can't remember that one. But wait a second. Is one where you have to use a bunch of different things, including the explosive gel, or just the explosive gel?
Just the explosive gel.
Wow, I can't. Okay, I'm breaking out to ask you guys which one that was because I honestly can't remember.
Obviously, very lasting on your psyche.
Yeah, apparently. Because I'm trying to think of like all the boss battles. Like, which
struck
one was
you
that?
On a deep, deep level.
So you're probably farther than I am then, because I am now shortly after that particular fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following the blood trail.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little little past that. One more boss battle.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about now. Never mind.
Okay.
So you're a little ahead of me. So
okay. And yeah, I've just been trying to squeeze it in wherever I can. Like,
same
I was
here.
Out of town for a few days and stuff too, and just yeah.
But
oh,
yeah,
I got to give shout outs though, because you know, with all the moving and everything, money's a little tight.
Yeah.
No.
But
tough time.
Somebody saw injustice in the fact that I was not going to be able to buy this game.
Blasphemy.
There was a couple of people actually. A few people technically. In particular, Fluffy Nuts and Sangrita.
Oh wow!
When they were in town, actually went out and pre-ordered me a copy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
That is awesome.
Because they're like, it is a great injustice. You need to play this game. Something would be wrong in the world. Chris offered to do it as well. He was going to surprise me with it.
Yeah.
He loves me like that. I love him.
Lisa actually came up and she goes, she says to him, you know you can't buy Batman, right?
And I'm like,
I'm looking at Lisa and like, wait, I didn't tell anyone I was buying it for Jason.
How do you know?
How do you know this? And I'm looking at her like, what are you talking about? And she's like, it's already been purchased for you. And I'm like, how did you know that? And apparently, that's when she told us that Fluffy and Sangrita did it. And I was like, oh, you know what? Because I was going to buy it for you. And I was like poking and prodding Jason all that morning. I was like, I'm having trouble figuring out where to pre-order it from. I don't know which bonus I want, you know? And I'm like, so, because I was going to go with like,
pretty sneaky about it.
Yeah, I was sneaky about it. I got it from Best Buy because I wanted the Robin skin, being able to play as Robin. And Jason wanted the Batman Animated Series skin from GameStop.
Yeah, I never got that, and I got mine at GameStop. They didn't get them, apparently.
That's because they suck.
I'm pissed off about that. But meh.
Jeff, I did get the enhancement that you were talking about last week. After doing the AR missions?
Yeah.
Dude, Jason, we were talking about last week where you go through the first like four AR missions and you get
the grappling accelerator.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm having so much fun with that.
Isn't that cool?
Now I like look for phone booths. I'm like, yeah, let me cross the let me cross the city in like no time.
So
flat.
Much easier.
It is.
And
yeah.
Faster.
Oh man, it's so cool, man. I love it. And I also got like this crazy like dive bomb takedown. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The upgrades are really cool in this one. I think they are. Really cool.
I love how they start you off, you know, as
with
badass
everything, yeah,
as you
yes.
were the last game, and they just add on to stuff.
Yeah.
So
It starts getting really confusing, though. It's like, what do I hit? What do I hit? You know, you just lose track of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because now it's like every button combination does some sort of takedown after you get all your enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
And you just run out of, I don't know. I guess my muscle memory's not there to know this is what I want to do right now. And
yeah, there's a few key things that I focus on as far as combos and like, you know, finishers are concerned. And I usually just stick with that. But every once in a while, if there's just a few guys, you know, then I can play around, experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
But that probably sounded weird. I'm sorry about that.
Only with a few guys, though.
Rocksteady's been really, really smart about this game, though.
Like, I'll tell you what, man. Rocksteady impresses the shit out of me with how well they can use the Unreal Engine.
No joke.
Because, I mean, no down in the Unreal Engine. I mean, it is a great engine, and it's obvious from looking at Gears. But it's like, it seems like whenever a third party gets their hands on it, they just cannot do it. They can't figure it out. Rocksteady is just freaking on top of things because that game looks great on either system. And, you know, I played the first couple hours here on Industry last week and then went home and played it on PS3 and it looks the same. It plays the same. There's no frame drops or anything like that. It's just, they're great.
Pretty identical.
Props.
I can't actually, I might double dip on the PC version. It's
that
only supposed to get better.
The physics stuff and all that. Yeah, God, that shit looked really cool. Yeah. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you.
I might wait for a Steam sale.
That's good. I'm sure there's going to be one soon.
We'll see.
That's a good
idea.
That's a good idea.
Just after Christmas, like they usually do.
Yeah. Oh, the holiday sale. I can't wait to... That's going to be painful.
I can't wait to go buy a bunch of games that I'll never play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or be able to afford right now. But no, I mean, aside from, you know, just the graphical quality, I mean, just the way they implement everything and just for being such a, like a,
awesome.
It's like a small enclosed area. It seems huge and it is really immersive.
Yeah. They really did a good job about making it, especially with like the verticality because the city overall and Jeff and I both talked about this last week. When you're traversing the city, I get a real Infamous feel.
I can see that, yeah.
But the thing about this is that there's more verticality than Infamous. Infamous has a few tall buildings here and there. This one is like everything is really tall. It's got a water tower on top all the time. And, you know, you really feel like you're on just like just viewing.
You really do have
city.
Two levels. You do have rooftop level and then, you know, street level.
Right.
And they're completely separate from one another.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really, really cool.
Go from rooftop to rooftop, you know, without ever touching or even thinking about the ground.
Right.
It's cool.
How do you guys feel with the Catwoman stuff? They saw like mixed things about
it. Really cool addition.
I liked it.
I'm at a point now where it hasn't popped up in a little while, but it was like a nice diversion is what it was. And she does play differently.
She plays different enough for me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, all the like the combat itself is the same.
For the most part, yeah. But she has different like, you know, combo enders.
Yeah, and she's got the whip too instead of the stun.
Yeah.
So
which I use a lot more than like
the stun?
Grappling hook.
I use way more than
than the grappling hook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think it's different enough and I actually enjoy it. I'm glad that I put in the code before I started the game.
Yeah.
So same here.
But
overall, I'm loving it, man. I loved it. I'm going to play the new game plus for sure. I loved that game from beginning to end. And the ending
really
did not disappoint. I remember the end of Arkham Asylum was kind of like,
oh, good.
Okay. This, cool. I was like, wow, wow, wow. Every time I said wow, they beat it with like another wow.
Complete
like,
opposite of Rage.
Cool. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, wait. Like, yeah, if Rage is one end of the spectrum on the, like, doo-doo scale. It's like way on the fucking other end of one of the best endings I've probably ever seen in a video game.
Nice.
Really cool.
Nice.
Good deal.
Good for Rocksteady, man. I'm glad to see good third-party games hitting hard and getting... I mean,
a licensed game.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, this is easily the best licensed game that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of one.
I can't think of
one. Especially when it comes to like a comic book hero of some sort.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's like, what else is there?
Batman's had some really, really shitty games and really, really shitty movies. But yeah, these games and the recent movies have been
it's on a roll so far.
Great.
I like
lately.
It. I like what they're doing.
Yep.
What else, Jason?
Wow, I really think that's it. I installed a Super Meat Boy on my new laptop.
Cool.
Dude, your new beast of a laptop?
That thing is huge.
Not a laptop. It's a desktop replacement.
It really is.
It's gigantic.
It's like 10 pounds. It's a 17-inch, but it's bigger than a normal 17-inch. Because I had a 17-inch before, and it would fit into my bag. Not even close.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What the hell?
It's huge. Yeah, and it's burly. I needed a new one because my old one died.
Is it beefy in terms of, like, power?
Oh, shit. Yeah, the graphics card. It's a 2-gig graphics card. NVIDIA GT 560.
Mm-hmm.
8-gig RAM. Second-gen i7. So it's got four physical cores. It's badass.
Wow.
Fast hard drive, too. Like a 7200 RPM, which is atypical for... But I gotta do that video editing, man.
Does it have HDMI out? Cause
yeah, it does.
That might be the
preferred.
That might be the my preferred replacement, I'm just, you know, put that out of my head as far as a desktop goes and just get one of those and HDMI out to my TV. Yeah. Cause,
I mean, technically, I mean, it's the same like number like or whatever as the video card I have in my tower, but it's not as powerful. It's still a notebook. I mean, you're not going to get the same kind of performance, but it's very, very close.
It's still the best justification to buy a laptop like that.
Yeah.
New job, honey. You got it.
Laptop broke, and new job. So, I'm very happy with it so far. It's,
good shit.
I like it.
Very cool.
I need a new name for it, though.
A new name?
Yeah.
A new name.
I'll work on that.
What was the name of the other one?
Griffin, otherwise known as Lappy. Just for short. Just Lappy. Oh, it's funny. Yeah, one of my new coworkers, Ben Hansen, the other video guy. I needed a new laptop, and I said on Twitter, I'm like, hey, I got to combine like birthday and Christmas like now because I need a new Lappy. And he's like, you can combine these holidays if you promise to never, ever use the term Lappy ever again. I'm like, nobody likes being called Lappy.
Like, oh, you're hurting its feelings.
So this might be Lappy Lapperton the second.
Lappy Lapperton?
Just to rub it in his face.
Putting a little name tag on it.
Yep.
Oh, my.
It's Mr. Lappy.
Make sure to bring one of those Nerf guns there, too.
There you go.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
Jeff, what are you playing, man? Besides Batman.
Besides Batman, some Street Fighter, and I played about the first half an hour of Battlefield 3.
Oh, you picked
PS3
it up
really? Today. I didn't buy it. No, I just went to GameStop today and played it for half an hour.
Wow. So does it look pretty good on PS3?
It actually does. I was because the console version was embargoed till today, and that's Tuesday, and the PC one reviews went online as early as like Monday at 12 a.m. So that's usually a bad sign, and console reviews still aren't up. So I was like, oh god, it's probably like really, you know, big pile of crap. They just totally missed it. Which, some things I'm seeing on Twitter online, especially on 360, is really messed up right now. Like, the servers are actually completely down right now on 360. You can't even play online. But, the single player, the first half hour, it looked really good. Like, I'd put it right up there with Crysis 2. Like, easily on consoles. Which might not be saying too much for consoles. Well, I think it's saying a lot, actually, for consoles. I think that game is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like on consoles, but yeah, the lighting spectacular. It looks like at first, like if you were to like squint in your eyes and you couldn't see how good resolution was on PC, you might be like, ooh, that could be a PC version. But other than that, I haven't really seen too much of the PC version, but it looks really good, like really competent. Like it doesn't look like it. They just kind of like threw it on the console and was like, here you go.
Yeah. PC version looks amazing.
Oh my God.
I've seen some just like, you know, texture comparisons between the console and PC, and it's just night and day.
Yeah. That's the big difference is the texture and a lot of the, what's called particle effects and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Is crazy. But, I mean, I guess they're using a similar tech that id did with Rage, like the big mega textures, and that's why the 360 one comes on two discs. So both games technically have the 2 gig install, but just, I guess because of the size of the DVDs, there's two discs on 360. So the one disc is just basically a texture pack, HD texture pack.
Right, and you have to install it?
Yeah, you have to. We have to install it on both. You have to install it on the PS3 version as well. It just happens to be on the DVD, or on the Blu-ray, because I can fit it.
Oh, right, right.
But, okay.
We used to have to buy expansion packs for N64.
Serious. But, man, I don't know if you guys should check out. There's a video, a comparison video of the 360 version with the texture pack installed and without it.
I'm sure.
Oh, man. Like, there's been some hyperbole there where people are saying it looks like a PS1 or N64 game. No, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad. It's very, very noticeable. But it was kind of fun. I mean, it was Battlefield, from what I can tell. Like, single player, like, it's hard to tell from the first half hour, but
right,
it got me interested in it. So I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of going across again between PC version 360, because do I want to play with people I know online, or do I want the nice, pretty graphics that I probably won't?
Really, I mean, the pretty graphics are really going to cost you, though. You really absolutely need top-of-the-line PC.
I got a really good PC.
Okay.
Like, remember I bought one after Christmas last year.
True, true. Very true.
So, I mean, it ran Crysis 2. It ran Witcher 2 and almost full.
Okay, good.
So, I looked at the my PC does blow away the minimum requirements. Minimum specs?
What about recommended?
And it totally matches the recommended.
Matches the recommended.
Like, so basically matches it to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I know I won't be able to run it on full.
Right.
But
right.
All the
you'll
reviews
run it
are
on,
read,
like, you'll run it on, you know, typical
like
settings.
High. Or high settings. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll run it on, probably regularly run it on high. And all the reviews say that basically, even if you're running it on even like medium, it still looks absolutely gorgeous.
Cool.
So I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking I might just go console just so, because people, I know more people online.
Right.
I don't
right.
like playing PC stuff online. Because people on PC are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's it, man. Batman and a little bit of Battlefield today.
Not cool. bad.
Yeah, for me, it's been Batman and a little bit of Valkyrie Chronicles. Still picking away at that.
Damn,
and
son.
I'm on the last mission in October. So hopefully next week I'll be well into November. And I'm going to hit November in November. Oh, interesting.
What do you know?
But... No, right now, the only thing I want to say about that game is fuck escort missions, man. Fuck them. It's like, this game does escort missions better than any game I have ever played.
Excuse me while I go play Eco.
I know, right? But even this game, it's like they give you all this cool shit during a regular mission, and then during escort missions, they don't let you use it.
What?
It's like you have, it's like they give you, for escort missions, you get a vehicle to escort. Whoever you're escorting, it doesn't really say, but they're inside a vehicle and it's like a big, you know, military Jeep. Think about it that way. And you have one of these Jeeps and you can like mount gear on it and mount guns and like environmental cancellations. Like if, you know, there's different environmental things that go on. Like it can be snowing and they have like a heating unit that goes on top of it. And, it basically cancels out, you know, whatever negative effect the snow would give. Well, you can't put any of that shit on this vehicle. They give you a vehicle and they say, this is what you have to use. And they also make it so that it takes twice the command points to move it. And it's just, it's one of those artificial difficulty things. It's like, you didn't need to do that. And in October, there's an escort mission that just really sucks and it pissed me off. So I lost three guys and I've never lost more than one in any mission. And yeah, it just annoyed me. That's all. I'm venting right now, so I'm done.
They're gone for good too, aren't they?
No. It's if someone gets killed, and one of your characters gets there first, then they call in a medic, and the medic comes in and takes them off the battlefield. However, if one of the enemies gets to them and touches them, then they are dead for good. They're gone. So that's the way the first one works too.
Okay. Gotcha.
So as long as you get there first, it's fine. But you get negative experience points. Like you get a penalty when they calculate the experience points. It's not that much though, so it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, still love the game. Just hate escort missions. That's all.
Just a quick heads up. Sorry for interrupting here for a quick second.
Oh,
but
done.
If people are interested in buying Arkham City on PC, if you already have Arkham Asylum, it's 20% off.
Right? Nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Sold. All right.
Double dip. So yeah, I mean, that's it for me though. Before we move on though, I forgot to mention this. I have a story I need to tell.
Huh. Tell the story.
I have a story.
Have a lovely
one day. One of the things that we did this weekend is we went to, the Avenues at Forsyth, and it's like a little outdoor mall up in, you know, north of us. And, there's Barnes and Noble there, and we go to Barnes and Noble, and there's also a GameStop. So I go into GameStop just because I'm wasting time. You know, my wife's walking around with Liam and the mother-in-law. And I go into GameStop and I'm, you know, just randomly walking around and I overhear a conversation about the Star Wars 360. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about getting that and just trading in everything but the console. You know, it's like, I don't want the game. I don't want the Kinect. I don't give a shit about the hard drive. I don't want the controller. It's like, I mean, what would you guys do with that? Oh my God. So he passes me off to this chick and she's like, so he's like, she can help you with that. It's like,
okay.
For the controller, we can give you $12.
That's pretty good.
For controller.
For something they sell for $40, that's pretty good.
No, I mean pretty good for their, what for they give them, for shit. Yeah.
Well, and then they were like, for the 320 gig hard drive, we can give you $30.
That is so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
For the Kinect, we can give you $25.
Wow.
Oh, I'm like,
God.
I seriously wanted to look at this woman and it's like, so how does it feel working for a company that knowingly rips off their customers? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I always when I used to, like, actually trade in, well, I didn't trade in, I never traded in a whole lot, but whenever I did, it always seemed like they would give you about 50, 60% of what they would sell it for.
Oh, really?
This is
a long time ago. Okay. It's been a while. Now it's like they're offering me 25% of what the shit they're going to sell it for. Right. They sell the Kinect for $100. They wanted to give me $25. I seriously wanted to just say fuck you and walk out. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, how? I just don't understand.
Prices are just wow.
And that's the thing. I don't understand how they get how do people keep doing this? It's like, I mean, I understand.
It depends. I'm not going to lie. I've traded in about probably 5 games in the past month. Then if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have Rage, NBA, or Batman.
Well, I mean, they also run like specials. It's like, get 40% more credit.
That's
the only time that I'll really take advantage of it. It's like a new game that I really didn't enjoy. And they'll actually give you $25, $30.
For new games. Games.
Yeah, totally fair.
And that's kind of what I was basing my experience off of was like with that. But it's like you asked to trade in an Excel, and I figure if I would have asked to trade in, you know, Star Wars Kinect, they would have told me at most what $20.
Well, you know, because it's a brand new game. Do is just you could probably sell the Kinect for at least $50, and you could probably sell that hard drive for way more than $30.
I could probably put the entire package online. Like on Craigslist or something I could drop my 360 in there too with it and say, this is the Star Wars Kinect package just with a different console and sell it for $300. I could probably do that.
I'm just afraid of the Craigslist rape. So I don't really do the Craigslist thing.
You know, it's really not that bad once you get used to it.
Really?
You get like some amazing deals. Small price to pay.
And most of them use lube. So it's really not that bad.
It gets easier. I'll say that.
Good. It's kind of brush it off. I'm just kind of like, all right, here we go.
You know.
All right.
Anyway, that's my GameStop story for this weekend.
So for thanks, now, Bob, you're gonna have that crazy loud ass 360.
I will continue to use the jet engine that's gas powered that I have to pull start.
I'm gonna miss that. Let me tell you.
Do we want to mention our news item?
We might as well. I think we should. I mean, it's a big news item for others. Because we don't care about it. It doesn't mean other people don't.
That's true. I wouldn't say we don't care.
And also, it's not like...
We
had an entire feature based on this kind of bullshit. And we have to call this out because one of the things we've mentioned a few times is the fact that Rockstar came out today and put up a teaser of Grand Theft Auto V announcing a trailer... That's going to be shown, November or something? 5th or something like that? Or
I didn't watch it.
I know the exact... Well, you can't watch it right now. You can look at a picture.
Yeah, there's like so much speculation as to because it's like a V and it looks kind of like it's a like dollar bill or something like that. Like a fiver or something like that. So, I mean, there's it's like it's going to be based in... Like Lincoln's going to be in it. It's going to be in Vegas or something. The one that I like the most, actually, is the...
Who
gives a shit? Don't give me a teaser for a damn teaser. Knock it off.
No, that's the stupidest shit. Yeah,
it's like now you're going into the whole Square Enix realm. It's like, we are going to show you a trailer of Final Fantasy 13 on this date.
Oh, my God.
It's like, kiss my ass.
That documentary of the fucking, we're going to reveal a teaser trailer. Or no, the fucking release date was the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. They gave us a date of when they were going to announce the release date.
Yeah.
That's right. That was classic shit right there. That was classic shit.
Hey, I like the series. You know, I'm excited to see what they're going to do next, but...
I'm not excited at all.
Come on, man.
Dude, play Saints Row 3. That shit looks fun.
Yeah, dude, pre-ordered. It's pre-ordered already.
I pre-ordered it. Naked skydiving.
See, I don't want to talk about my...
Do the girls whistle?
The guys clap.
Oh my god!
Oh shit, that's DLC, I guess.
Oh shit! Hey guys, let's take a break.
All right,
cool.
And we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk to Jason a little bit about what he's doing.
Cool.
At Game Informer, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
you can just make up shit, whatever.
Shit's top secret.
So I'm running the company. Actually, I'm actually the new CEO.
NDA.
Actually, we might have actually talked to Jason about this beforehand.
On that note, with your like no compete like agreement, does that mean I have to release this show on Sunday since you start Monday?
No, I think we should be all right.
Okay.
You actually start on Monday?
Yeah, this next Monday. Halloween.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
on how.
I thought you were just leaving like this weekend, and then you didn't have to start for like another week.
I asked Phil Kohler what I should wear to my first day of work, and I'm like, if you guys are doing, or if you tell me you're doing a
you're
Toy Story themed
shit.
Halloween, and I'm the only one that shows up in a Woody costume, I'm gonna be so pissed.
And address him. I'm gonna tweet to him and say I want pictures of that.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
That's
I'm not dressing up.
All right. Cool. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Jason a little bit. And then we're
well,
gonna
the
do
new
some...
guy's too cool to dress up on Halloween day.
And we'll do new releases. And we will repeat the question of the week that we are postponing until next week. So stay with us. We'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
And you...
Jason O'Leary!
How nice of you to welcome Chris back.
And we welcome back too, Jason.
Thank you.
So we didn't really have a plan going into this.
No.
This is the only day that Jason...
For anything.
Yeah, we don't have a plan for anything. This is the only Jason day that Jason could really record, and we really wanted to get him on the show one more time before he goes to start his new life. So, figure what we're going to do is, I don't know if Jason saw my tweet, but, we put a call out for emails.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah. So, we got.
And Indus questions.
We got some emails and we got some Indus questions.
Oh, God. Yep.
And, but before we do that, I think we should.
Oh, thank you for the tissues.
Yes. There might be crying, just to let you guys know. But let's not start with that, Jeff. I know we just talked about possibly doing that, but I don't want to do that to Jason yet.
No, not a good idea.
Jason, I want to know more about this position that you are getting at Game Informer.
That's really an interesting question, Chris. I would like to know more as well. I'm not exactly sure. Like I did, my official job title is video editor slash producer. I know that I'll be, well, I assume that I'll be helping out a lot with editing of the, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the site.
Mm-hmm. I really haven't been that much.
Magazine, so. Yes.
Yes. But the online portion, there's a lot of video content.
They're expanding it a lot right now, right? I mean,
yeah,
they're actually working towards that.
There's a huge push towards, both a digital magazine and, accompanying videos for that. And then also just regular, video content, like replays, which actually, amazingly, function a lot like what we do on Industry.
That's cool.
Where, if you guys just kind of get together and play an old game.
Right.
and just talk about it.
Okay, so cool.
Also things like super replays where they play through the entire game.
Wow.
There's a feature with Andrew Reiner and Phil Kohler, the Misadventures of Reiner and Phil, or Phil and Reiner. Anyway, but yeah, they do exactly what we do in IndieStream too. So.
That's cool. That's cool. Nice. Yeah, I think I remember him. He was talking about that when he was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Cool.
So yeah, I'll be hopefully helping out with those. That should be a pretty easy job. But also, when they brought on their first video editor, Ben Hansen, he's been doing some amazing stuff with some like documentary style shoots at developers. You know, for example, when they checked out Darksiders 2 stuff and more recently Transformers, They'll actually sit down with the developers and do some documentary style interviews, which is
very cool.
You don't see that a lot. So, and they've been extremely interesting to watch, and I can't wait to both help out with shoots and help with editing there. But
so you're not going to be hawking subscriptions to Game Informer, so that's good.
Yeah.
I know someone else who does that.
I'll be able to sleep at night.
Or taking pre-orders.
Yeah.
Not that I would mind if you guys subscribe to the magazine. But if you do, you get, the digital version of it as well, which is kind of cool.
Oh, really? That's cool.
So you'll be able to see the video stuff that we do. One of the selling points, I think, for helped get me the job was IndieStream.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
I'm fucking interrupting anyway. I know it's like part of Indus whatever and people might think I'm biased, but I honestly think, dude, the shit that you've done with IndieStream from the beginning, like till now, the progression, is easily by far the best streaming of any kind of like game related site I've ever seen. And I'm dead fucking serious. Like, I know people might be like, oh, you're just being biased because it's Jason. And it's like, no. Like, I mean,
Jeff will come straight out and say his favorite podcast is Giant Bomb.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
He wants Giant Bomb all the time. So.
And I've seen like some of the streams. I'm not saying it's bad, but I mean, you definitely, I think.
Well, thank you.
I think you set the standard, and I think
I don't think you get out much, but
live in Toronto.
I do take pride in it. I mean, because when I was on the audio show, I wasn't getting much of an opportunity to really work in video.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the transition from audio to video, and then still tried to put out like video reviews, which just turned out to be an extremely time consuming process. And with this being a hobby, I didn't have the bandwidth for it. So I fell into the streaming thing kind of accidentally, or rather out of necessity, I guess. One, because there's practically no post involved. I trim it, put it up on the site, and that's it. Not only that, it's just easy to do. But I fell in love with it.
Oh, for you.
I fell in love with doing it, and I researched a lot. Both into hardware and software. And shoestring a bunch of stuff together and just made stuff work and just kind of continually tried to improve it, because as these guys know, I'm kind of a perfectionist and I'm kind of a bitch when it comes to shit like this.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
If you weren't, though, what would, even as good?
That's true.
I mean,
got to make it your own, right? You got to be like, fuck it.
I had ulterior motives, and, as I mentioned before, I wanted a job doing this, and that's why I worked so hard to really improve the quality, as much as I could, with the limited budget and resources that we had. So,
well, it's as I said on the in the thread on Retroids. I mean, if Indus had anything to do with you getting that job at all,
totally.
It has made the last 4 years worth it for all of us.
For
all of us,
definitely.
Yeah, it's I've pitched this to other people too, such as Aces High, who's been doing great, great stuff with PR
absolutely.
Work, for us and community management and stuff. We can't pay him anything, but he's getting experience and he'll be able to put it on a resume, and that's exactly, that was my theory behind it, I guess at the time. So I mean, it got me my last job. The industry stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I became a webcast technician.
And you got to go on new streams about breastfeeding.
Yeah, which was phenomenal. I cannot look at breasts anymore.
And I got to I got to take a reference call for you, and all we talked about was Indus and Pocket Otaku.
Yeah, how cool is that? So yeah, just something that I did as a side job hobby.
Yeah, your experience came from hobby stuff. So I mean, it just goes to show you that just because you're doing something for a hobby doesn't mean you can't stick it on a resume.
Right.
It does not mean you can't stick it on a resume. I will eternally have interactive distractions on my resume because, you know, I mean, the original three are on right now. The three of us built this from nothing. And, you know, I came into this knowing nothing and basically leaned on Jason. And he taught me everything I know about the technical side of it.
Because we did a podcast before this, actually.
Yeah, we
that's
did.
Where I really just kind of
learned
shit out.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I actually have the mixer, the first mixer that you ever used right now at my house, the one that's dying that I'm replacing.
We get a bronze that thing.
I know, right? But, I mean, seriously, when I came into this, I had no idea, the technical background of what went into a podcast. And, you know, just being able to work alongside with you and learn that shit. I mean, I'll tell you what, if you would have gotten this job like a month after starting Indus, Indus would be dead. But now it's like, at least I know what the fuck I'm doing. And, you know, we can, you know,
carry on.
But, yeah. So,
but yeah, the streaming thing is going to be, I mean, hopefully, you know, I'm going to be able to do that, a little bit. I don't know when or how exactly, but, yeah, that was a focal point during, one of the many interviews, I should say. It helps fill a gap that they need, you know, Ben Hansen, the current video guy, you know, very, very good, with a documentary style shooting like that. But, you know, he's not as up on hardware as I am, and vice versa, you know, I mean, he's done a hell of a lot more shooting than I have. So
sounds like the two of you are going to compliment each other and learn a lot from each other.
Yeah. I'm really excited to work with him. I can't wait. So, but, yeah, that's as much as I know right now.
Hey, that's quite a bit. What about, I mean, you kind of touched on it before. So you're moving up there. You're leaving Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday.
And you're going to be coming back. Like
probably once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. You know, hopefully for holidays this first time. But I mean, my kids are up there. You know, that's pretty much the main reason for the move.
Right.
You know? And but at least it's
how far are you from your kids?
About 3 hours.
That's
nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That is nothing.
It's a day trip.
Yeah, compared to
easily.
I mean, it takes me longer to fly up there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm very excited for that. But, these, next few months I'll be flying back periodically to help, you know, with the house and everything. Help Lisa. And I'm going to miss the shit out of her. Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Really tough. Oh boy. Yeah.
But, you'll make it work, man. You'll figure it out.
Gonna have to.
Oh, time's going to fly by before you know it. She'll be up there with you anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, that's we were talking about that at the launch earlier today. It's like, you know, it's going to go by so quick. But, well, we hope so. We don't know.
We'll see. And you have a new roommate to keep you company for a while.
Rick and Duty. Yeah, he's letting me crash on his couch kind of indefinitely, you know, until
Until
you guys get things figured out.
That's cool of him for sure.
Yeah, that is definitely cool of him. Oh, but, I mean, Ricky's a longtime friend of ours as it is. I mean, we've known him, you know, long before Indus started. So, you know, it's nice to know that that we have friends like that are willing to help out. So,
yeah. Oh, and he's really just been chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah, really. I'm sure.
Because this all started like a year ago, you know, when I first interviewed.
Oh, really?
Seriously, back in October last year, like mid-October. And, you know, I brought it up to him then. I'm like, you know, I'm here for a job for my current work, but I'm also here for an interview. And it's a pretty big interview. So I had to let him know about what was going on. But
that's cool. Thanks, Rick. Take care of Jason for us.
Yeah, please.
Don't molest him in his sleep, please.
You know, he's not charging me much, so I might feel a little
you
obligated.
Might have to put
him. You know, just like the Craigslist thing. It gets easier.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All right, Jeff, you want to do your thing?
Yeah, we'll hit up some. We have a couple Indus questions here that came in. Might as well do all of them. A couple of them are last minute for today, and there's a couple of them that were just, you know, hanging around from last week. So let's hit him up here. We got Jake G92 says in his questions, damn, is that the youngest to hit Indus Fest? 18. He's 18 years old.
No.
I don't think so.
No, he wouldn't have been. No, we've had 16 to 17
year
olds
in
years prior.
Yep. It's true. So no, Jake, you're not quite the youngest. You're close, but not quite.
Yeah, would not have been the youngest. How about that?
Navishin says, hey, did Indus Fest miss having their token black guy?
Yes.
Hell yes, we did, man.
Yeah, we did.
Was not the same
Big
without Navishin.
I just look racist making all the black jokes.
Yeah. You can't look around and be like,
hey, no,
cool.
I got a friend. I got a friend.
Yeah, no.
See, look, here he is.
I missed you deeply, Navishin. Next year. We'll see you again soon either way. Dark Bauer, Jack Bauer.
Oh, I'm going to miss that guy too.
He says, well, you'll still be able to talk to him and, you know, see him hopefully sometime in the future. But anyway, he says, where's me sock?
My feet is cold.
Chris, I gotta tell this story.
Okay.
Friday night, I think it was. Friday night, we got back from Battle and Brew. And we're sitting there, and then Kill9 Glenn goes, you know what, who wants to do a shot? I think we should do a shot. It's like, all right, we'll do a shot. And Jack's already had like maybe a couple of drinks or something at Battle and Brew, so we do a shot of, can't remember what it was. It was that stuff that
Bundaberg,
Repeat. Yes, that stuff that Repeat gave you. Yeah, it was, oh man.
Death
it was
in a bottle.
You actually drank that?
I didn't. But no, you know no, what? The two no. teetotalers did. Both their arms shot up. Jack and Lisa.
Yeah, the four of us did it, but Jack and Lisa all of a sudden went from like coherent, like maybe buzz. I don't think Lisa was drinking all that night, to hammered.
Oh my God.
And it was hilarious. Both Lisa and Jack were just spitting out one-liners that could not keep us. Like, we were in stitches laughing so hard. Like, Lisa's literally like, I think it's actually a video of this where someone's panning around the room. And like, you get Lisa just falling. She's sitting down. She just falls over. She gets right back up. She wasn't like passing out or anything. But it was really funny. And at some point, Jack was just like, I don't know. I think I like grabbed one of like Jack's socks, pulled it off, and he's trying to put it back on. And he couldn't put it back on, so he literally grabbed it and he threw it across the room. And not even like 15 seconds later, he's like, where's me sock? My feet are cold. It's cold. He didn't have any idea where it was, and it was pretty funny.
He like stuck his foot over by you. He's like, here, feel it.
No, yeah, he's like, feel it. Like, yeah, it's pretty cold.
You can keep it to yourself, Jack. Thanks.
Yeah. Exactly. Biff Sticks says that's one of the lines that stuck with me from Minus Fest. Where's my sock? Biff says, when did you get your last speeding ticket? I guess it goes to anyone.
Let me think. On the way down to Florida, when did we go? Last year? Was it last year we went to Florida?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Jason.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that's when I got my last speeding ticket in the infamous city of Tristan?
You did it in fucking Disney World, didn't you?
No, it was actually here in Georgia on my way to Disney World, it was bullshit too, and apparently this is like a city where they train cops.
They always are.
So it was just fucking, you know, they set you up to fail pretty much. It was like you're sitting there going 70, and all of a sudden there's a sign that says speed limit 55, like on the side of the road, and you go over a hill and that's like 100 feet away, and they gun you from the bridge, and then they get a trainee to pull you over and give you a ticket. It was bullshit.
Awesome.
It was fucking bullshit, and I couldn't do anything about it. I mean, it's like 3 hours away. It's like, what am I going to go drive 3 hours to go to court? Fuck that shit.
No joke.
So $250 later.
Mine was probably about 7 years ago. I was driving. It was actually after a trip to Atlanta, to AWA, visit you guys and stuff, and then you know. Fly back to like Milwaukee or something like that, and then have to drive up to Wausau. And I got pulled over. The guy that I was like, he was my speeding buddy. You know how you get in like a groove with somebody, and you're driving alongside them, and you don't know when you're going 80 all of a sudden. So a cop pulled one of us over, but we both went off to the side of the road.
Oh wow!
So that cop got two for one.
Oh man!
Yeah, that was the last one, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, mine is probably around, like, I think I was, like, 21 or something like that, so, like, just over 10 years ago.
Yeah,
driving to college.
I get speeding tickets, like, every other year, so.
Oh, wow. But are they all
not
bullshit?
Not so much on the scooter.
No, they're not all bullshit. They're definitely not all bullshit, but the one that I went,
but
that
the
I
last
got down
one
to
you
Florida,
got
yeah, the last one was definitely bullshit.
All right, Nish Hazer, also known as MC Wilson.
MC.
So, man.
He's saying, goodbye, Jason.
Aw.
Said, remember, even when you don't believe in yourself, believe in all these other folks who believe in you.
I definitely do that. That's how I get by. I'm serious.
I believe in you, Jason.
Some more slid by right there.
He got a new job out in San Fran.
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
That's why he wasn't at Indus Fest.
Right.
I, Yeah, I knew he had something come up. I didn't realize he got a new job, but that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, I did know that, actually, because I was asking him about – never mind.
I was going to say,
I was asking him about San Francisco.
I thought you congratulated him on Twitter.
Yeah. I remember talking to him about San Francisco now. Crazy. Adventurine says, I don't know Unistrike very well, but he will be missed. It's Adventurine, one of the Geontalk guys.
That's right.
Thanks, man.
And
I'm not going to be on his Follow Fridays anymore. That's going to suck.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you'll be on his Follow Fridays.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. You changed your thing back to Unistrike.
So yeah. I don't have Indus in front of my name. No.
R.W. Rico. He's saying, Jason, if they make you play Uncharted 3 at your new job, will you quit? Or ask for popcorn?
That was part of the signing thing. They made me work for less money because I wouldn't do it.
The second part is, or will you ask for popcorn?
I will ask for popcorn. On that note, I want to point out today, check out Eurogamer's review of Uncharted 3. They gave it an 8 out of 10, very respectable.
Oh, and people flipped out over it.
Yeah, they flipped out, but the guy has a lot of points
that are similar to yours,
that are very similar to mine, but articulated so well.
Really?
It sums up exactly how I feel about the series. So yeah,
you know what, I don't understand people bitching about an 8.
I know, right?
It's like, an 8 is not a bad score. It's like Uncharted
8 is still awesome.
8 is still a great score. It's like, why are you bitching about an 8? It's like what's his name? Cliffy B bitching about someone giving Gears an 8.
Gears.
Like, really? Yeah. You're bitching about them giving Gears an 8?
Well, he did say that he bitched about it because he thinks that Gears 3 is by far better than Gears 2, and the same place gave Gears 2 a higher score. That's what he was complaining about.
No.
But then, of course, I mean, you can't really compare the same scores during
time
timing
change,
and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing. It's like it's based on when the game comes out at the time. It's not based
It's not based
compared
to
Gears 2. It's like GameSpot gave Uncharted 3 a lower score than Uncharted 2. So what?
Yeah, doesn't
they
mean
gave,
it's
they gave
doesn't
Uncharted
mean it's
2 a 9.5 and they gave Uncharted a 9. So what?
Things change.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You guys are bitching about. You know, people are bitching
especially when they haven't even played the game. How the fuck do they know?
Yeah, they're bitching about review scores, and really, it's like, who cares about review scores? If you enjoy the game,
wait until
who cares
next
about
Tuesday,
review
then,
scores?
You know, maybe, bitch. But
for the record, I don't hate Uncharted.
It's just a running joke.
It is a running joke. Jason doesn't hate Uncharted. He just doesn't think it's as good as everybody else thinks.
Speaking of running joke, R.W. Rico also says, Jason, and also, thanks for the fuck you. Very popular phrase, thanks to you.
I really wasn't expecting that one to catch on.
No, I don't think anyone was really.
I don't think anyone was. I really don't
know. Oops. I love
no,
you,
but
Jeff.
It did. No, I love you too, man. I love that shit.
How are you liking Dark Souls?
Fuck you.
Not for me.
That better be in your top 10. I'm just saying.
Definitely.
You're going to get a voice.
From the same level I watched for about 15 hours during actual life. It looked pretty good.
That wasn't me, man. That was Travis. Anyway.
No, not just you. I'm talking about like everyone in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everyone played Dark Souls.
Yeah, except for me.
All
I was the only
level.
One that didn't.
Every single time I turned to another stream, it was the same level of Dark Souls. I'm like, oh my God. How many times do I have to see someone fight this Taurus demon thing? Oh, Jesus. But anyway. That's it for his questions, unless I hit the refresh and there happened maybe more, but I don't think there is. Nope, that is it.
That is it.
Cool. All right, let's do some emails.
Yes.
We got some of those, too. This one's from, I don't have to say who it's from, because it says, Dear Jason, are you excited for some Duty Love and Pizza Lucci food?
That would be from Ricky Duty.
Ricky Duty.
I've been calling this Project Pizza Lucci. When I was there last year for the interview, Ricky took me to pizza place named Pizza Luce, and I had one of the most amazing sauce on top pizzas, and I've been
like deep dish
just
kind of
fiending.
Stuff.
No, it actually wasn't a deep dish one. But
oh, really?
Yeah, but I've been fiending for this ever since, and we've been talking about it, you know, constantly. And so yeah, this has been Project Pizza Luce.
Nice,
we are a go.
This is from Hedges. He says, "Sup, dudes? Just writing to wish Jason a fond farewell and best wishes for the future at GI." I'm sure that Jack Bauer will run around a mall saying, Jason, for a while. Best wishes and peace out from Hedges 1001.
Dude, thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's see. This one is from Bistix.
He says, per evening, fellas, per your question of the week, this email is going to be an ode to Jason.
Jeez.
It's too bad you missed that tweet.
I didn't know you were doing this for real.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it was. I don't feel like we gave him enough time to do the other question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I just wanted to say thanks for everything you've done for Interactive Distractions, Retroids, and Scrub Sport, giving up many a Friday nights to run Ranbats, and streaming some of our matches. Yeah. I'll miss the fuck you and your super the fucking Jason mode as well. Your disagreements
about alive. Don't worry.
Your disagreements about Uncharted and Crackdown with Chris and Jeff, mm-hmm. and your love for peanut butter. Have a safe trip, and I guess I'll have to start paying attention to Game Informer again. Sincerely, Mystics.
Awesome, cool, thanks, man. Yeah, check out the mag and the site.
Yeah, I will probably. How does that work? Do you only get the online mag if you subscribe to the print?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sales. I don't know exactly, but yeah, I know that you do get access to the digital copies once you have a subscription, which is like next to nothing because you get it at GameStop or whatever for peanuts.
I'll have to renew the next time I go in or something.
Do it. It's cheap.
Yeah, it's like $15 or something a year, something like that. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And you get discounts on used games and trade-ins.
True that, which is actually coming in. Am I sounding like Travis here all of a sudden?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're not that bad. You haven't asked us to pre-order anything
yet. Okay, yeah.
No, you're cool, dog.
You're good.
All right. Dear Jason.
Yo.
And so a founding member leaves Interactive Distractions. I look back and I see times with Indus as some of the fondest memories of the show.
Wow.
Which number far too many for me to start recollecting them here. Perhaps needless to say, without your contribution in vision, innovation, and creativity, much of what Interactive Distractions is would not have been possible. I will agree with that. Hmm? Those same efforts have bled into other shows around the Retroids network, and you have served as inspiration and a resource to many. If not for your selflessness and willingness to help others through your immense and caring heart, none of us would be where we are today. For many...
I know who this was.
You probably do. For many, it probably feels like the end of an era or a closing of a door. On the other hand, I look back on those days and consider myself lucky. You have not only given me great podcasting inspiration, but become someone I am proud to say has placed himself among my greatest friends. I would say goodbye if I thought it was for a second it wouldn't continue to be an integral part of our lives. Oh, I'm sorry. If I thought for a second you wouldn't continue to be an integral part of our lives. And I would say good luck if I thought for a second you weren't destined for a phenomenal success at continuing on. Instead, I'll just say thank you. Till we see each other again, the Sow.
I figured his butt.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
That was a great email, Scott.
Fuck you, Scott.
Yeah, for sure. Nailed a lot of things.
Shit.
That was a very, very... It pretty much wraps up... That wraps up exactly how I feel about this whole thing. It's like, you know what? We were talking about this being your last show as a member of Indus, but it's not going to be your last show.
No, you'll be back.
Oh, God, no.
It's definitely not going to be the last time we're going to see you.
It's making me cry again. I'm not doing it anymore.
I love you, Jason.
I love you.
This is kind of the way I've been. And I guess this is kind of the thing. It's like, it hasn't really set into me that you're even leaving I know that, you know, even though you're leaving, it's not like I'm not going to talk to you every other fucking day again.
Right.
Anyways,
right.
You know, it's not like we're not going to have lines of communications closed. You know, you're always, you know, it's, you know, I joke about this, but it's not like you're ever, you know, you're always going to be a member of Indus, whether or not you're actually doing anything, you know?
Yeah,
and,
for real.
I've been,
and I mean, honestly, like
inducted
audio shows
into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, you're in the Hall. Your number has been retired, sir.
Awesome.
All right,
Scott, thank you. That was wow.
Yeah, it was a great email. All right, so here's another one. Hey guys, Sangrita here.
Oh shit. What's up, man?
With a quick email for Jason. Thank you for the podcast. Thank you for the stream. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for all the memories. And thank you for adding Game Informer to the list of websites I need to check every day.
Cool.
I wish you all the best in future endeavors. You will be missed in the world of Indus, and I hope you can find time to visit us Indicians. Is that a word? It should be. It is now. Sangrita, yeah. It is now. We're gonna copyright that one just for you. It's short, I know, but that's all that's needed. That's what she said. We love you, Jason.
That's what I said.
Best wishes, the Kiwi.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, congrats to the All Blacks, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they won, didn't they?
Yep, they did.
I didn't actually see the final score. Did they beat the shit out of France?
I have no idea, but I know that they won. And we have a All Blacks Kiwi, courtesy of Sangrita. A little plushy one. Dude, it was awesome meeting you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
For real.
Thank you for your email. This one comes from Drifter. We haven't heard from him in a long time, dude. He came out of the woodwork. out of the woodwork.
Even a while.
I will always remember the fight that happened over the Game of the Year show about Uncharted. Epic show. Don't ever lose that passion. Don't ever lose that passion you have for games that you like. Good luck at your new job. You will be missed. From Drifter.
Thanks, Drifter.
Nice, short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah, they probably won't let me do the fuck you thing.
No, probably not.
You need to convince them. Yeah. Either that or you need to make something else up.
I'll
like,
do it.
I think Jeff.
I'm going to be a renegade.
Jeff was talking with someone on Twitter today about Frick. You could say Frick. Frick you.
Yeah.
Doesn't really have as nice a ring.
No.
Or Frack. You could say Frack.
F you.
I just want to be able to say it where it doesn't sound dirty like George Carlin does. He can just say.
No,
fuck. Nobody cares. I can't do that.
It's like when you listen to fucking like people in Australia and Europe. Say, I don't even want to say the word
they
on the air.
They just sound sophisticated.
Around them,
even when
I just want to be like you. Rhymes with grunts.
When they say the C word.
Okay, let's see. Here's another email. Hi, Indus. Of course, Jason is leaving Indus right before the release of Uncharted 3. Coincidence? I think not. In all seriousness, it was great to finally meet you in person and hang out with you at Indus Fest. You've been an essential part of Indus, and I think everyone will miss not having you on the show or doing Indus streams. Good luck on your new job, and hopefully you'll pop in and say hi every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You may be leaving Indus, but in my book, you will always be a part of the Indus crew. And that's from Tom.
Tom, thanks, dude.
Awesome, Tom.
I did not get enough time with Tom.
Tom is a cool-ass guy.
Indus Fest.
Yeah.
We got to hang out with him when I went up to Canada. We got to hang out with him quite a bit. It was good times. It was good times.
He's a good dude.
He is. I think people will know who this is from. So many things I want to say, but I suck at writing. So I'll keep it short and sweet.
No. No, Ace, you're good. I'm just teasing. He has a complex about it, so I tease.
See you later, Bogum.
Yeah.
Jason, thank you so much for everything you've done for Indus, its listeners, and for me. You are a big reason of why Indus quickly became my favorite podcast. It was awesome to finally meet you at Indus Fest, and hopefully it won't be the last time. Best of luck with your job at Game Informer. Don't forget us little people when you make it big. Raises Indus Cup to Jason. Hugs, kisses, and tears. Love, Bauer.
Aw, thanks, Jack.
Lisa.
You guys are killing me.
All right, we got one more, so let's get through this. This is a long one, though, so we're going to...
Oh, boy.
let's see.
Hang in there, buddy.
You can do it, Jason. You're good.
You can do this, man.
Say this like a Metal Gear Solid game over.
I'd rather have
Jason.
Game over,
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason!
Press X to me.
Why are you leaving us? Why? Crying face with a tongue hanging out lifelessly.
I know who this is already.
Oh, yeah, I know why. Because you got a fucking kick-arse job. And he said kick-arse. I'm incredibly jealous. I myself am currently doing a degree in computer science.
Cool.
And would love a job in web design or C# programming. However, my true ambition and dream is to become a writer for a magazine. You'll get paid more as a programmer, dude. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I've already tried writing some stuff and on my own for my old high school magazine, and I got honorable mentions for them when it was time to leave.
Good shit.
Nice.
So you know, if it could go up, oh sorry, I'm tumbling over myself on this last one. I apologize, guys. So you know, if you could up in a good word for me, yeah, great. Thanks, dude. but this is about you, Jason. Quick little story. I was sitting in the student union of my university, and one of my friends said something. Same guy who made me play fucking Pokemon Emerald, which I did, in fact, beat. Oh, wow. That was pretty quick. Jeff, do you remember that email last week?
About Pokemon Emerald?
Yeah, the he had the agreement. This is the JG.
Oh, that's right. When he had to do the whole bet thing.
Yeah. So he apparently beat it. Wow. And he says with 35 or so hours clocked in, with lots of cheats. I came second and won 70 chocolate bars. Yes, 70.
Wow. Nice.
And I just said to him,
not 10, not a chocolate 70. Bar, 70. Wow.
And I just said to him, fuck you. Then this guy behind me turned around and said, funny, sounds like something I've heard on a podcast before.
What?
And then I asked if that said person on the podcast were Indus and Jason, insert correct spelling of O Striker, of A Striker here. To which he said, I don't know. That sounds about right.
Wow.
I only listened like 3 times. Was all right. So I punched the guy. No, not really. He was huge, and I was, and I have a catheter coming out of my abdomen right now. That's probably more information than we needed to know. So that wouldn't have ended pleasingly. I simply said, "Listen, it's really a great show." Also, check out Opposite Sides Podcast at offsides.com. I need a plug bell. Do we have a plug bell?
Ding!
And the other shows section of retroids.com. Advert in there. Check! So, yeah, more popular than you may think. Personally, my favorite Jason A. Striker moment was a simple one. Yet it made me piss myself all the same. Luckily I was already on the toilet.
Mission accomplished. That's all I ever really wanted to make anyone do. Yeah, is
I just want
themselves.
People to listen to us while they're taking a poop.
That's right. It goes, Chris, I'm going to miss the birth of my child. You son of a bitch. You have 2. You should know, Jason. I missed the last fucking MGC. Come on. Or you missed the last fucking MGC. Come on. That was me. Also no offense, but to, any of the other hosts, but it would be, I would personally like to hear Jason release some children's and regular audiobooks. Whether this man reads emails, whenever this man reads emails, I just think I could drift off to sound of this man's voice. Don't That's worry, T Dog. You're getting to that level too. okay, so before I round off one last thing, for old time's sake, in case this is the first episode someone new is listening, please would you so kindly explain to me one last time, pause for drama, why for the last time is Crackdown not a superhero game? Please and thank you.
I'm going to say something right now. After a lot of thinking and playing games, I might actually flip sides in this argument. Like, I'm not even lying.
I just don't want to talk about this argument.
No,
anymore.
We won't.
I really don't.
Batman is a superhero game.
Batman is a superhero game.
Crackdown
is a superhero game.
Not so much a superhero game.
Well, looks like that's about it.
It's a video game.
You can go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear the whole argument all over again. And yeah. Some past episodes.
If there's someone out there that's actually interested, email us and I'll find the episode number for you. Apart from saying thank you from all of the wonderful industry and working titles you have put together, thanks for the laughter. And most important, thank you for being my friend.
God damn it.
Don't let Game Informer magazine change you. Don't change. When we hear that lovable voice on this podcast once again, at the end of the show, we still want to hear all lowercase and Indus Jason as your Twitter name. Well, that's already changed. Oh. As someone pointed out on Retroids, you are Retroids. Without you, all of Retroids would be be flapping. Okay. This red cable connects to the yellow one, right? all the best at your new job. Good luck, and I hope to see some future E3, Gamescom, and TGS content with your name on it. Thanks for the memories, Jake Gray, aka JG92, aka Jason A. Striker fanboy.
Dude, thank you, and you're welcome. I'm glad. I mean, that you're crazy enough to find me funny. So I appreciate that.
And you can check him out at opsides.com, opposite sides podcast. It's, I think, Jeff. Yeah, described it. Jeff described it as the accent cast and
who's talking anyway?
Cast. Yeah, who's talking anyway? That was it. It is really
whose accent is it anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just a melting pot or?
It's got like
it's like JG, Big C Three, Sangrita, and
Lord of Valhalla. It's like a Lord of Valhalla, Overseers,
and there's one other one, and I can't remember who the last
Big
person
C,
is.
Big C.
I said Big C.
Oh, podcast action right there.
Yeah, no kidding. It's good though. I mean, they keep it nice and short, and they talk about what they, you know, TV and
wait,
games
a short
and stuff.
Show on
yeah, it's like
Retroids.
I know, right? It's like an hour. It's,
that's something we didn't really influence.
I know, right? No, we God, definitely no. didn't influence that. No. All right. So last thing, we have a little voicemail here. So I'm going to play
no
that.
No pun
for
intended.
You.
Hey guys, it's Travis. I wish I could be there. This show's kind of a big deal. And I wish I could be there and everything, but I'm stuck at work right now, so I can't do anything. But I wanted to go ahead and say my farewells to Jason on his last official episode and everything. But what do you say to say goodbye to a guy like Jason? You know, the first time I met you guys, it was like one of the coolest days of my life because it was so cool to finally meet some people who I never knew were going to end up being some of my best friends, and just the way everything turned out and enjoying the show and speaking to you guys on the reg. it's been a great experience, and losing Jason is just one of the worst things that you could do. You know, after that first Street Fight Club that we did, you know, meeting Jason up at a Street Fighter tournament when he gave me, you know, my first fight stick that he made himself, even though that he had, no time to make it in. You know, he liked the idea and he was so passionate about what he did. He made it and I will have that stick, forever. You know, I'll never give it up. It's one of my most prized possessions and I love it. And I thank you again, Jason, for taking that extra step for a guy you didn't even know at the time. So that's awesome. A little inside ball for everybody that's not really used to, you know, us on the show. You know, Jason and I didn't have the easiest friendship. You know, sometimes him and I would butt heads on certain things or we would have problems. And we would do our best to work it out and everything. And
we needed a stepping stone.
You know,
you
take for granted certain things, you know, especially when people get mad or, you know, we get pissy at each other, and it's time to sit down and do a little real talk now and then. But, you know, in the end, none of that bad stuff matters because, you know, when people are going, that's when you realize how special people are to them. So, and I'm actually getting a little upset by just talking about it, but Jason, you are one of the greatest guys I know, and we're going to miss you. You know, I know we'll see you here and there, but dude, seriously, like, you have been an inspiration to everyone. Everyone loves you. I don't know one person in this world who can that's in our core group that can say, you know, too much bad about you. You are you're a great friend. You're a good person, and we're gonna miss you. We're gonna miss you a whole lot. So, you take care, man. We love you, and you're always in this. Never forget that you are always in this, no matter what your fucking Twitter handle says. You take care, man. We love you. Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
I love you too, man. God damn it. I thought we were...
That's all right.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. It was not planned to do for this to happen, but it was kind of unexpected. So, yeah. I mean, I think all of us are getting a little emotional here. Right.
But Travis so brings fast, up a right? point so. About this really being a family, and this is why, I mean... We had to take a break.
Yeah, we did take a break right before JG's email because it was getting rough. Jag,
but but yeah, this is the bitter part. You know, this whole thing is very bittersweet, but this is definitely the bitter part. And shit. Yeah,
as I said, man, and this is something that I said to Jason when we went out on the balcony. It's like, you know, you're it's not like we're never going to see you again. You know, it's not like you're never going to be on the show again. You know,
right. Yeah, exactly.
It's you may not be an official member of Indus anymore,
no,
but you are still.
Member. He just can't advertise it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. You're a secret member now. You know, yeah. Retire the number and we're good to go. So, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be rough, but I, you know, we all know this is what's best for you. We know this is what's best for you as far as your career. We know that it's what's best for you, for your family and for your kids.
Yep.
And, you know, none of us want you to leave, but we all know that that it's the right thing for you to do.
Sucks. I don't want to go.
Sure. Yeah, you do, man.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Once you get all settled in and everything, you'll realize it's like, yeah, you're still doing something you love. And like you said, you're still going to come visit like every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's open invite all the time, of course, for the audio show. And I mean, realistically, for the audio show, you've been doing the video stuff for like, what, was that been almost 2 years now? Year and a half?
It's been a while, yeah. It was around episode 100.
Lots of experiments, and then, yeah, we settled on Industream.
Yeah, yeah.
Industream. And
a lot of little things here and there.
You're just a Skype call away from being on the show whenever
true.
You can. So.
We can still play Street Fighter and stuff, right, Jeff?
That shit's going to happen.
We might have a better connection.
That's
actually
true.
Because I'm further north than you.
That's true. You're going to have, like, the bigger moose net.
Yeah. Yeah. And in reality, it's like, I mean, the only thing that's changing is that you're going to be in a different place.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing that's changing.
And you guys are going to have less video stuff.
Yeah.
About it.
And I'm going to do the best I can to keep Industream going semi-regularly. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try and figure something out there. But, you know, we'll see. Obviously, we're not doing it tonight because we're recording extra early. But I know I'm planning on doing
I'm streaming this right now, actually.
I know I'm planning on doing one next week for Uncharted. So, and
if I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, sure. That way you won't have to play the game. I would actually love to do War of the North too, but I'm not going to have the funds to get both on the same day. So
that
time of year.
I'm not even going to get into that.
If anything, I would rent, War of the North until I could get it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, in reality, it's, you know, biggest thing that's changing here is that you're going to be in a different place. As far as besides that, you know, we all still love you, and that's not going to change. We're all still going to keep in touch, and you're always going to be a part of Indus. You know, whether you're an active member or not, and you're always welcome back on the show. You're always welcome to even though you won't be able to write an article or anything on that for the website, but you know,
yeah,
that's how it goes. But yeah, we love you, and I mean, I personally thank you for helping me get Indus off the ground, because it would not be here without you.
I thought we were done after week two. I really did.
Well, we couldn't be done after week two, because week three is when I actually went out and bought a headset.
Yep.
And I wasn't
serious.
I wasn't using that shitty Guild Wars headset that came with the special edition.
Has Jeff been using the same headset since day one?
I think he might have.
The Madden one?
No. I ended up getting a Logitech one. I can't remember at what point that was. But yeah, this one's still going strong. I mean, the one headset part of it's broken, hanging by like a cord. I gotta like kind of like almost tie it to my face.
Hey, awesome. Jeff, there's actually I'll send you a link to the mixer I just got. I'll try and find it for Amazon Canada.
Is it cheap ass?
I got it for less than 50.
Oh, okay, that's doable.
So yeah,
for sure.
It's pretty cheap, and it's just a basic mixer that's perfect for podcasting. Really, so.
Cool. Yeah, Jason, for real, man. Like, I remember the first time talking to you when Chris was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? And then I remember we did our first, I can't remember if we did a trial run, if we just jumped right in. I can't really remember. But I remember you just being like.
I do.
It was.
We did a trial run that didn't work because something fucked up in recording.
Yeah.
And then after that.
The first thing that we talked about was the Uncharted demo.
Uncharted right. 1 demo. That's how long it's been.
And I remember you were like, you know, I'm not going to really talk too much on the podcast. Just going to like comment here or there and how that grew.
Oops.
And then and you guys were like, seriously, some of the first people. Well, you were the first fucking people I met from the internet, basically.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. Like, oh. I mean, like, I met one guy from Xbox Live once. We had a housewarming party. He was close. He came. But and you guys, just ever since that day, I've spoken about, like, not just Jason, but all you guys, but, like good friends of mine. Like, I don't even refer to you as the guys I do the show with or the podcast guys. And basically, a lot of my friends who've never met you know you guys, like, by name, by like everything. So I was like, I'm just like, oh yeah, I was talking to Jason, playing with Jason, whatever. And they know. It's like, I don't know. I just, it's hard to put, like, I'm terrible with saying this kind of shit and like unless I'm like in person, but you mean a lot more to me, dude, than I think you think. Even though like I know I can be difficult to deal with things, especially in regards to technical stuff, and you've helped me so much, I'll be like, I know it's a simple Google search away, but I can't do that kind of shit. Like if I read something on the internet, I don't get it. I need to actually have someone explain to me, or I have to actually see somebody do it. And you've never been like, dude, just fucking Google, do whatever. You've always, you know, been there for me and try to help me out and stuff like that. So
I may have sent you one or two. Let me Google that for you.
Man. I think you have one too. It's usually something ridiculous though. Yeah. But yeah. But yeah, dude, seriously, I think like the world of you, and it sucks to not be able to have you like involved like on a daily basis, I guess, if that kind of makes sense. But
my sentiments are the same, man. You're family. You really are, you know.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Love you. And yeah, you're not just my podcast buddy or even a coworker.
I gotta tell
you're a good friend, you're a brother.
Yeah, dude, likewise. And I gotta tell one story is similar to I guess Travis's, sorry, but the time when we went to Terry's place the first time. This is the first time I met you guys. And we got turned around in the sky and came back and landed. And we were back in Toronto like a few hours after we took off. And I was like, fuck this. We need to go. We need to fucking drive. And honestly, when you like showed up, when you had that surprise for me, which is the first edition Unisticks that you that you made, that God of War thing.
The God of War stick, yeah.
I don't know how I showed, but I was so fucking happy, and I was just like, I couldn't believe it. Like, the entire way home, I was like, can you believe this? Like he did this for me, like, he had this, like, for me. Didn't say a word, I had no idea, wasn't expecting that at all. And I was like, see, look at this, this is a guy who I don't really know outside of talking on Skype every now and then through email. He goes out of his way to put all his time and effort into something like this. And I was just like, I think that basically pinpoints your character to a T. It's like, you're always in, like, to make people happy and to just, like, you're just a genuinely good guy. And that's what kind of sucks about having you leave the most. Because we're not losing just somebody who was a good contributor to, like, the podcast and the stream. It's a genuinely good guy all around. And that's going to be, I think, the hardest part, I think, for me. It's like, but don't, I'm still going to fucking email you with dumb shit. I'm still going to email you with dumb shit, dude.
Please do. God, I don't know what I'd do without it.
That was actually a very fun weekend.
Yeah.
When we, because, you know, Jeff, I don't remember if we ever told you this or not, but the first edition Unisticks, we... Mm-hmm. It was like, what was it, like 4, 5, 6 of us?
Oh, yeah.
Got together and we built like 12 of them.
Well, I think the number started off at like 4 that we were going to do.
And all of a sudden,
no,
it just exploded.
Oh, no, I really want to make one for him. So yeah,
It just exploded from there. And I mean, in reality, it's like the group that we had together did a lot of the woodwork and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like Jason did the majority of all the wiring of all the sticks too. Because
Lisa helped out.
Yeah, and Lisa did too. So that's still something that I'm still learning, is like the wiring and all that good stuff. So
yeah, anything from that, dude, helping people out with that's like, I mean, look how many people are doing custom sticks now, and people, like, even though you were like busy as shit, people were like, oh my god, can you make me a stick? And made a few here and there, like, for whatever.
Yeah, whenever
but
I could.
That and the stream stuff, I mean, like, look at the streams this year at Extra Life. They're all the same style that you did. Yeah. During this last year.
Did you? I'm not sure if you even noticed that.
No.
Yeah, most of the streams. Most of the streams that were up for Retroids were using a similar style to what we've been using.
Oh, God, I should have trademarked that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you helped them out or not, but I'm sure if any one of them, even if you didn't get along with whoever, would have asked you, hey.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people come to me and just ask for tips, you know? Yeah. And I actually had kind of a standard format letter. It's like, okay, you're going to do this.
He had a copy-paste letter.
It's like a template.
Yeah, I mean, I did make one after a while. Yeah,
just type in the person's name.
I did have a lot of people asking just for help with certain things. Because luckily, I was able to figure out a lot of stuff with trial and error. And if I can save people all that money that I wasted on, you know, wrong video cards and this and that, you know, then yeah.
Good. And I think that, again, to your character, man, a lot of people, like, who do this kind of stuff would not want to tell anyone that kind of stuff. Like, you know what?
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, I did. And that's the thing is, you know, I did figure out a lot of shit by myself because people keep this close to their heart for whatever reason.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, I think of it this way. If something is, if you're passionate about it that much, I just don't see why you wouldn't share it.
I want to see more people doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's been super fun for me. And
it's only going to do better for everyone else, right? It's like, hey.
You know, it's a creative outlet for me. And if people have that same passion, I want them to realize it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I would, you know, I mean, it's like when we started, however many, like 4 years ago, mm-hmm. If you would have said that, you know, 4 years from that day, the podcast would not only be still going, but I would be running fucking streams from my house where it's like I had a webcam and game footage going at the same time. I would have called you fucking nuts. I'm like, I don't know how to do that shit.
I'm slowly getting you up to speed.
Yeah.
Slowly.
It's like
three different cameras.
I still feel like I need like before we do like a large event again, I'm going to need to get a better mixer, but you know, right now I have two little podcast mixers and it won't cut it. It'll cut it for like a stream with just me but that's kind of it. So, but we'll see what happens. So industry is not going away. It's just going to be changing a little bit. That's all.
Maybe I can sell you some of my old equipment for cheap. We'll see. We'll talk.
Okay.
Let's wrap.
That sounds good.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Let's stop making Jason cry.
Oh, thank God.
Let's do some new releases.
I was not prepared.
That sucks. That was fine, dude. You're good. You're good, buddy.
The whole point was, number one, to get you on the show talking about Batman.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big thing.
I thought that's and, what
and
we're
just,
gonna do.
You know, and that's what we did. And the other part was, you know, to make sure that you know how much you mean to us and how much we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Exactly. Because we didn't know if you left, like, when we can get you on again, so.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy for the next few months.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's accurate.
But so. We're still going to bug you every couple of weeks and be like, this week? No, can't do it this week. Okay. So,
oh, fuck that. I'm not taking him off the episode emails. He's going to stay
on. Yeah, I was going to say. Until he gets filled.
Your inbox is still
going to
be
like,
filled with
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next week for PS3, we are getting Uncharted Drake's Deception.
Nice.
Lord of the Rings Ward in the North. 007 Reloaded, Sonic Generations,
cool.
Cabela's Survival, Shadows of Katmai.
That's kind of storyline.
What does?
Storyline, the Cabela's game.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, God.
Does this intrigue you as, you know, a manly
as a,
man of the
as
North?
North? No. Hey, we should meet up sometime. Go.
Yeah. We'll go out in the boat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Boat.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do some ice fishing on ya.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Don't you know?
JASF, Jane's Advanced Strike Fighters. Zombie Apocalypse, Never Die Alone. Air Conflicts, Secret War. NCIS has a game coming out.
Why not?
No.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
No, this can't be really coming
out.
Yes,
it is.
What?
Actually, Zombie Apocalypse may not be coming out either because they just say October 2011.
Oh.
Sorry. So scratch that one. The other
you're
one that
no
says
repeat,
October
Chris,
2011
no
is Voltron.
Repeat.
God damn it.
Voltron. Oh, the downloadable one?
Yeah.
Oh, be ass.
That's not next. Yeah, it will be ass, but I'm going to buy it anyway. Yeah, NASHCAR Unleashed, Generator Rex, Agent of Providence, Family Game Night 4, and Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine.
I'll do anything with an engine.
That's what she said. All right.
All right, anything with it.
Pretty much everything that I said besides Uncharted, repeat for 360. And then let's see what else they have. The Grinder is coming out on No, scratch that one too. It says, oh, God damn it, I hate the end of the month. Yeah, that is it.
That's all the stuff anyway.
Automedius, excellent. It looks like a shmup.
I don't think anything really wants to release
against Uncharted. I know.
Right.
I'm actually very surprised that War in the North is coming out on the same day. But you know what? I want War of the North too. So,
two very different demos, I think.
True.
Mm. Two very different movies as well.
The Wii is getting Cabela's Survival, Family Game Night 4, Generator Rex, Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
NASCAR Unleashed, NCIS, Hasbro Family Game Night Fun Pack. Cool. Monopoly Collection, Cabela's Adventure Camp, two Cabela games in 1 week. How about that? Gem Smashers, Disney Princess Enchanted Storybooks. Yes, I am just reading these for fun now. And Trivial
let's
Pursuit.
Just stop.
Bet you know.
Stop.
3DS is getting Harvest Moon,
hey, nice.
Centipede, Generator X, Oregon Trail, Gem Smashers, and James Noir Hollywood Crime.
So I'm still not disappointed that I traded mine.
I know, right? And PSP is getting Fate Extra next week. So pick of the week.
Fate Extra.
I'm going to have to go with Uncharted 3, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too.
Are there any, like, matinee prices for Uncharted 3?
Yeah, Amazon has $3 off.
Sunday before, like, 7.
If you buy from Amazon, you get $3 off.
Yeah, let's see. I think I might have a free rental at Blockbuster.
That they're still in business there?
No. It's probably expired.
Not actual brick and mortar stores.
Is it on Netflix Instant?
No.
Probably not right away. I might wait for Netflix Instant.
You do that.
Okay. That's all I got.
Push X to fuck.
What's your pick of the week?
I didn't really hear anything else that I wanted.
No, not War in the North?
No. I'm poor.
I've seen
anyway.
Enough of that.
All right, here, I've got a pick of the week for you. Pick of the week for you. Ready?
What you got?
Batman Arkham City Nightwing Bundle Pack.
Done.
There you go. There is Jason's pick of the week.
Game is so good.
It really is.
I know, right? I'm still going to be on my game of the year playing that and Dark Souls. You know, I don't own Dark Souls. I just redboxed it for a while.
Are you still redboxing that?
Yeah. No, I brought it back. Okay, But, yeah.
So you don't actually have it in your possession as of the moment?
Correct. But Ricky's got it.
Okay.
I'm stealing his copy.
Nice. Yes. All right.
You're playing it on PS3, though, right?
Yeah. Mine was on PS3. I'm good.
Okay, good. Because I heard that the PS3 version is kind of a ghost town.
Okay.
Not too many people bought it on 360.
Yeah, I think it's because, you know, first one came out on PS3 only, right?
Pretty much.
So question of the week, we're just extending what we were originally going to do for 202. So, is the gaming industry and gaming in general, is it recession proof? Throw in some tips on how
your special guest, Jason A. Stryker.
See, I was fully prepared for that. I had a long spiel and everything. No, I didn't.
Well, if you have like specific things that you do to get games and save some money, send those in as well. Give people some tips on how they can buy games and keep up without breaking the bank. So, to answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can also check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And, individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jeff, and Unistrike.
Yes.
I had to make sure that I did that right.
Good job.
UNASTRIKE.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's not Una, it's Una.
And it's not Leet, but it's not. Wait, no. See, I screwed it up. It's almost Leet, cool. but it's not.
Right.
And if you put in my Twitter name, it is all lowercase.
We have a Facebook group as well. That is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And Steam is our Steam group is kind of
slowly building. Steam
slowly building. Yeah. And that is Interactive Distractions as well. And that is wrap up.
Oh,
what do you guys want to talk about before we leave?
I don't want to leave.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play some Street Fighter though, Jeff.
Oh yeah, we are. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we are. PS3?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Cool. I double dipped. I triple dipped.
Sure. You did.
So obviously, thank you guys.
Dude, no, thank you, man.
whatever. But I really want to thank the listeners as well, because I never thought
It worth it, don't they?
I wouldn't have been doing this. I mean, the video stuff is my passion. I love it, but I would have been in another, avenue, I guess. I mean, I still would have been doing video, just not for Indus, I guess. And really, they made it worthwhile. And I've forged longstanding, very good friendships with some of our listeners, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's been amazing. It's completely and totally enriched my life. And it has been such a large part of my life, you know, for so long now. And
yeah.
It's going to be really, really tough to make that transition and to give it up doing the day-to-day stuff. But, and I know that I wasn't really active on like Retroids or anything, but I mean, much love to everybody there, as well, you know, Terry and Ken, you know, built it from the ground up, and you know, everybody's been supportive for us and continues to be. I mean, people like Jack that sometimes have our postings up on our forum before we even
before I have a chance to get it up there.
Super fan.
It's like whenever I'm at work, if I'm really busy at work and I get the show posted, it's like if I don't have the Retroids post within like 15-20 minutes, it's up already and Jack's done it. It's like
he's got it. Yeah, and we've got lots more people like that too. Yeah. So I never thought anybody would be tuning in this long. Thank you.
We have people that have been here since episode one, man. Animated. Yeah. Animated, I know for a fact, has been listening since episode
since
one.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
He's I mean, lots of other people too. I mean, just, it's amazing that how much, passion and enthusiasm that you guys have and that you guys, and we say this all the time, but it continues to be true. You're the reason we do it. You know, it's you guys keep us going. You guys have the passion and you know, you like to interact with us, and we love that, and that's what keeps us going.
Jeff and I would just be talking shit to one another over Street Fighter. There wouldn't
pretty
be
much
podcast anymore. Yeah.
And I just wouldn't be around because I don't play Street Fighter as much.
That's true. We just let Chris hang out now.
Chris hang out.
No,
we let him buy the games, not open them.
I fucking love you, man.
I love you too,
bro. But I love you.
I love you too,
and Jeff. I love you.
Love you too.
Even the Hobbit. Travis, I love you too.
All right.
Awkward.
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell your friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, leave us a review. But more than anything, please tell a few friends about us. That's the way that we get out there. That's the way that we get more listeners. So if you guys have a few people that are involved in gaming and you want to introduce them to Indus, please do. We would appreciate that. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Love you, Jason.
Aww, I love you.
Don't go.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to Minnesota.
Fuckers that won't let
sucks.
Me leave.
No, Minnesota literally sucks.
I've been trying to leave for 4 years.
Don't lie.
Half-heartedly.
Half-heartedly.
Yes.
Teasing, really.